prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Hello and welcome, everyone.
Okay.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast.
Hail to the King, baby.
This is episode 91.
Woo!
What is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
Heartbreaking.
Believe that? Episode 91. I am your host, Aaron Rhodes.
I am so not a raper.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the new listeners, welcome to the old listeners, and welcome to all of you who just turn it on and zone out. Not even listening. Are you listening right now? I hope I got your attention, because we have an amazing show for you today, folks. Hot off the heels of the Emerald City Comic Con, I come to you. I want you to know right now, I am missing Bob's Burgers to bring you this episode. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I'm a big fan of Bob's Burgers. And now I'm missing it because I was lazy all day today. I was so tired, so worn out. Comic-Con is a lot of fun. But man, does it just wear you out. I mean, the crowd this year was just insane. I have it on good authority that at 12 o'clock on Saturday... This is a three-day Comic-Con. At 12 o'clock on Saturday, they had already had twice as many people in the Washington State Convention Center as they did all year last year. The whole three-day period, twice as many people on Saturday, just the second day, than they did last year. That's amazing. That's amazing. And by 10 o'clock, I have it on good authority as well, because I know the guy that runs the thing, Jim DeMonacos. He came by one of the booths that I was at yesterday and said that they had 10,000 people lined up to get in at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, Saturday morning. It's insane. That is so crazy. It's getting very popular. And I urge any of you who have never been to a Comic-Con to please do so, because they are a lot of fun. It's a great place to get a slice of a certain sector of pop culture. A lot of movie memorabilia, great artists, a lot of celebrities that come and do signings and photographs and things like that. I mean, you just have you have it all there. And then of course what most people go for is probably to see all the amazing costumes, because there are a lot of people into cosplay now, and boy did they put some serious time and effort and money into making these amazing wearable structures. I mean, some of the costumes that I saw, and please, let me give you this disclaimer. We are working on the website as we speak to get up a page so we can post pictures on the actual website. So that is currently being worked on. We're really sorry about that, but for right now, you can go to our Facebook page. Just go to your Facebook page, type in the Air Raid Podcast, or air-raid.net into the handy search bar there on Facebook, and you can see all the pictures from Comic-Con that we got. So, with that said, we've got some great pictures, and we actually have some great interviews this year with a bunch of people that do make these costumes, and you'll be able to kind of just link from our webpage over to the Facebook page. So, we'll get to that in a moment. But first, of course, we had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And I had my helper, Will Campbell, good close friend of mine, with me all weekend, taking photos and walking around. And we just had a ball. It was great. There was so many people though, and like I said earlier, it just really wears you out, because seriously, getting to and from one place, it's like being stuck in rush hour traffic in downtown Seattle. It's just nuts. It's just totally nuts. But one of the great things about Comic-Con is that everybody is awesome, and it's totally true. Everybody there, most everybody there is pretty like-minded. And they're there to have a good time. They're there to show off their collections that they have pieced together throughout the years. And it's great. You learn a lot about different people. And that's what we tried to convey in these interviews that we have for you coming up in a little bit. But yeah, Will was there with us, helping me out. Now Friday, we thought it would be a good idea to go get some sustenance. We got a little hungry early in the day there. We went down to Taco Del Mar, or maybe I should just say a taco place. Now, this cautionary tale here. Okay, cautionary tale. I ordered double beef on my taco salad. The kind of beef that comes in, you know, the ground form of the beef. And this may not have been the brightest thing. We're walking around Comic-Con, and all of a sudden shit starts to go down, you know, literally, right? And I'm searching for a bathroom, and finally I find this place, and literally I was looking for the entrance to the men's bathroom, and I see it through a sea of women dressed as Rogue. They're all standing there together, and all of a sudden they part like the Red Sea, and I can run over there. And as I get in, all the stalls are full, completely full. And I'm really hurting at this point. I'm starting to do the dance a little bit, it's a bad scene already, right? But one kid, this younger guy, finally comes out of one of the stalls, and he doesn't even make eye contact, doesn't even go wash his hands. He just takes off. He runs out of the bathroom, and I don't even think about it, and I go in there and close the door behind me, and I turn around, and the seat is covered in piss. It's totally covered, and I know this has happened to everybody before. I get really annoyed sometimes, especially in these types of situations, right? Like I look at myself as kind of an evolved person. Like I have evolved past peeing all over the toilet seat. I can use my foot, you know, for a lot of things in the bathroom. I can use it to push up the toilet seat. I use my elbows to like lock the door. I try not to touch anything in there. I use my foot to flush. Why can't this kid do that? But you know what? At this point, I'm not going to judge this guy. I'm not going to pass judgment on him. I don't know what's going on in his life. He may have had like a rough childhood. I don't care. Whatever. I just have to get past this. So I cleaned it up. Anything, you know, did my business. But you know, just come on, people. Can we get past this? Can you please just lift the toilet seat up with your foot? Let's start a movement. Let's start a movement here. Let's do this. Okay? Thank you. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Let's do that. That's my wife's phone. She's apparently very popular right now, if you can hear that. Okay. So that night, Friday, I had my first hosting gig at Crackle Fest. With some great bands. Adam Warrock was there, from like Memphis or Mississippi, one of those two, I think. Boy, I should have looked that up, because we're actually featuring music by him today, in this episode 91. But, also Marion Call from Alaska was there. And then, to close out the show, Kirby Crackle, our good friends, Kirby Crackle, who you, have heard on this show numerous times. We're there and closed out the show, and it was just fantastic. And this was my first hosting gig, my first chance, or my first try at doing some stand-up comedy, and it went awesomely. I mean, the stand-up comedy, you know, first time, not going to go that great, but I did get some laughs, You know, it wasn't like this uproarious, you know, laughter cascading over the crowd, but I did get a couple laughs. I was pretty proud of that. And it was in front of like 450 people, 400, 500 people. That place was packed. It was totally packed. So I was pretty excited about that. I was pretty excited. And a lot of people were coming up to me the next day at Comic-Con and saying that they really enjoyed it, and it was a pleasure to meet me, which was rad. I ran into some fans there. Also had the chance, to do a little bit of recording with Spencer from the MacGuffin podcast down there in the gaming area. And it was just a lot of fun, guys. So anyway, if you have the chance to go to an Emerald City Comic-Con, you should. Because next year, it's going to be even bigger. The costumes are going to be even better, and you're really just going to love it. So let's get to these interviews. We've got three interviews for you. The first one coming up here is one of the best. Okay, I found the three greatest costumes that I could find, or groups of costumes that I could find, and do those for you. The first one here was probably one of my favorites. It was the cast of Futurama. We had a Bender character, a Leela, and a Fry. And I'll link this on our website to go directly to those pictures. And please go and look at these, because this guy, Aaron, his name's Aaron, of course, because he's awesome, spent 3 months making this stuff, and he made all these little, you know, all the little accessories. He's got the pop cans, the beer can. He even has a wallet with the Futurama money in it. He's got a cigar that sticks to Bender's mouth. It's just amazing. So anyway, this is with Aaron, Ann, and Stone, the Futurama costume characters at Emerald City Comic Con. But before we get to that, we're going to go with our first musical break. Did I just mess that up? I think I did. I made it sound like we were going to go directly to the interview, but we're not. We're going to our first musical break. This is Adam Warrock, and this is a song off of the Parks and Rec mixtape called Nope 2012. So enjoy this, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Aaron, Ann, and Stone, dressed up like Futurama characters. We'll be back in just a moment. Somebody committed to make a difference, no matter how big or small the issue or the position. City councilmen, state reps, and senators, together we can do it. 2012 and you knew it. Pawnee, it used to be the pits, man, until she went kaboom and fixed it, took a stand. So I pick it on the road and I'm holding the line, and you can see it on my lawn, door to door, so you sign the petition to bring a change to your front porch. This is a new year and know that I'll be voting for no. It's like, yes we can, even though we say no. 2012,
she made the Harvest Festival, she always worked hard. She refused to go negative because of her heart. She never got the silver spoon like Bobby of Sweden's fame. And she'll treat her fellow man like each and the same. Knows your name when she's shaking your hand or saying hi. Got a smile that lights a room up, change can't come soon enough. Dedicated since the age of 10, and she's been holding down the Parks and Rec division since then. Yeah, so take a stand if you're with us. A new campaign to make us sit up, it's just one that gets us. Maybe a little misty and willing to take a chance.
I didn't get your guys' names.
I'm Aaron.
Aaron?
Yep.
Dan.
Ann.
Stone.
And Stone. Probably one of the most popular costumes here at Comic-Con is this very elaborate
and beautifully done, Bender, Fry, and Leela from Futurama. And so I was talking to you guys a little bit earlier, and I mean, this Bender costume that you have here, how long did this take for you to make?
I started on New Year's of this year, and it took about 3 months to make, you know, in the evenings, working on it a couple hours a night here and there, and a lot of design and preparation.
Yeah.
So it took 3 months to do, get ready for this Comic-Con.
And Stone, you're the unfortunate soul that has to wear this thing, and you were saying it's super, super hot in there, right?
Yeah, well, it helps because my dad, Fry, he put some fans in it, which I can activate with, like, my nose or my lip or
Oh, really? But it's like motion sensor or something? What you got in there?
No, it's actually just a switch, and I'll just lean forward and, like, kind of, like, bite on it
and push it.
And there's one that's always running that's by my face, and then there's one above me that I'll turn on every now and then when the pressure gets a little bit hot, so...
Oh my God! So it's even more elaborate than I thought.
The inside is even elaborate. There's elaboracies upon elaboracies.
This
yes.
is actually a machine. This thing is really a machine.
It's almost a real robot.
And you even have like all the little like the slurm cans. You got Bender's beer,
the brain slug.
Yeah.
You know, a wallet with some Futurama money in it. I may have gone a little overboard.
So what? I and Leela, I take it you are the wife, right?
No.
Oh no. Okay. Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's it like living with a guy that spends 3 months building this thing for Comic-Con?
It's been fun watching him. It's been a lot of fun nights sewing and.
It's really been a team effort. Yeah. You know, we'll work on the project in the evening and when we're hanging out. Anne will do some hand sewing, every part of the project has been a challenge, and so having some support to get through the challenges has been extremely helpful.
Yeah. And now one thing I wanted to ask you guys, because I've been coming to this thing year after year, and one of my favorite parts is, you know, seeing everybody in costume and meeting and talking to kind of like-minded people, you know, who are into the same stuff. But I've always wondered, what is it about making these costumes and wearing them, coming here and like showcasing it, what does that exactly mean to you?
That I don't even know yet. This is our first time coming.
This is our first time coming up here.
And where
are you guys from?
We're from Olympia, Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we had seen, or I had been looking at some stuff on the replicapropforum.com. And there's some amazing costumes being built right now out of this EVA foam material, which is like a floor mat you would put in your garage.
Right, so this is what you're using
and
here,
that's what
right?
I used to build the Bender costume. And what's been amazing is, you know, everybody's doing such great Iron Man costumes and other things, but I hadn't seen a Bender costume that was real good, and so I wanted to do something new off of that concept and build that. When John DiMaggio and Billy West, I found out we're going to be here in Seattle in 3 months, I thought, okay, I got 3 months to get this project done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted those guys mainly to see it. And I thought, I hope other people really enjoy and like the costume. And they have. It's been a great, amazing experience so far.
Awesome. And so are you guys going to try to get into the panel discussion and get them
know.
To see it?
They have seen it already, and they really have. Liked it. I had some pictures done before we got here and got those signed by those guys,
cool.
And so it's
Excellent.
Been neat so far, and they really like the costume.
Did you try to get John to put the Bender costume on?
I didn't make him put it on, but Stone was in it, so it would have been tough to get two people in there.
It's big enough. You could squeeze two people in there, right? Yeah. So what's this been like for you, Stone? You see your dad working on this. It's extremely dorky, right?
No, actually, I consider myself a bigger nerd than him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. Something that we were going to do, and unfortunately it didn't work out very well. We have a voice system.
Oh, no way.
Bender. And so part of pretty much my job for it was to pull out audio clips of Bender saying things like bite my shiny metal ass or kill all humans. Or I just ask you this one question. Have you ever tried sitting down with your kids, turning off the TV, and hitting them? But unfortunately, this is the really sad part. The sound system that we have isn't loud enough to be able to play in here.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, if it like either broke down or if it like you just couldn't hear it.
Yeah. If everyone was just silent and it was just that, then it would probably work.
Right. But
that's not really going to end up happening.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna quiet down for you.
Yeah, we didn't expect to meet this volume level. You know, it worked at home pretty well, but putting it in this forum is not it's not working real well.
And did you and I take it you made this. Like the jacket and everything like that too?
Didn't have all of Leela's stuff here. Some of the things you were able to find and kind of reuse for the costume stuff, but a lot of it did have to be changed.
Yeah.
And a lot of alterations or making pieces that just didn't exist, and so it's been fun. Yeah.
Well, these are absolutely excellent and by far my choice for the best costumes here. Are you guys going to do the
we're in the costume contest.
The costume contest?
Yep. Excited about that.
Yeah,
we may have a special surprise for that.
Uh-oh, you're pulling out all the stops then, huh?
We'll see.
Excellent. And what do you got in store for us next year then, huh?
I don't know.
You got a whole year, or wait, no, you don't have a whole year. You have 9 months to decide.
I do. I'm thinking about redoing a Gumby costume, and I may have a Star Wars trick up my sleeve. We'll see.
There's a lot of Star Wars to compete with here.
No competition for this one.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This is awesome. And you can find the pictures for these amazing Futurama costumes on our website or at our Facebook page. So please do that. Thank you guys very much. I'm a rapper, all white ladies probably don't want me. Yeah. 1, 2. Yo, I know you're sick of rappers talking about running the house, slapping bitches for running their mouth with a gun in their pouch. But me, I hide my box of Kleenexes under the couch, cause there's something about these love songs that I'm blubbering about. And I'd rather watch a rom-com than drop bombs. I'd rather read John Keats than rock fat beats. Yeah, that's me. You're probably sitting in your seat and thinking all that's sweet. But when you see me at the show, you'll just walk right past me, cause I can't be talking nasty to women that ask me to. More like the Scooby than I am to a Scrappy dude. Fist fights not for this guy. I'd rather just try to suss out our differences, not sniffing the upper lip. But I'm stiffed down where it counts, but I'm a gentleman, so I won't pucker up in this. Well, I can tell you this much. I am going to look forward to see Aaron's Star Wars costume next year because, by the looks of it, it's going to be really, really good. I mean, I can't say enough about those Futurama costumes. They were just so spot on, man. So spot on. But I thought this was going to be a really interesting thing, just talking to people at the Comic-Con about the costumes that they made, because like I said before, a lot of work goes into this stuff. I mean, 3 months, and it seemed like about 3 months was about the average of the length of time that it takes people to assemble these things. And so we'll have that link up to go check out the Futurama costumes. Let's see. Let's go with another Adam Warrock song that you heard already. We're going to jump right back into it. This is Sensitive Side off of his latest album, You Dare Call That Thing Human. And when we get back, we will be talking to Chris and Melanie of Vancouver, BC. Or maybe it was Victoria. I can't remember. We'll find out. And they had some fantastic comics, costumes as well. So, all right, more Adam Warrock for your ears, and we'll be back with Chris and Melanie in just a moment. Nah, I rap because I love life, and this is how I feel so high when I'm laughing after a show back in the hotel watching Jimmy Fallon. Do rappers get the ladies and get laid? Well, if they do, then baby, check me after my set plays. I'd be happy to get like 7 digits, and after we commiserate in like 3 days, I'd love to check in on you and visit. I'll bring a bouquet of roses, and I'll dress to impress, and you can wear your best perfume and your favorite dress. And we could hit the town and talk for hours, that is, unless you'd rather maybe check a movie instead. And at the end of the day, I kiss your hand and maybe ask you to dance, and then say, I'd love to do this again. And then she'd probably say, oh, you're great, but my schedule contends, so maybe we'd be better off as friends. I mean, that's cool, and I respect your decision, you know what I'm saying? And who doesn't need more friends, right? Friends are awesome, right? I mean, that's cool, right? Whatever, man. I didn't really like it that much anyways. Oh, you didn't know I had a sensitive side, boo. So when we're hanging out, I got a feminine side too. I'd rather hug and kiss than try to get it inside you. And when
your daddy issues, and you can use my tissues too. Yeah, and they tell me I should try to maintain that I'll just ruin my name if I'm so honest with my sensitive brain. Or maybe I should just read the game and be an asshole and stop calling the names and never even explain. But I say it's y'all that ought to drop the tough guy act. I've had enough of trying to put back together with the rest of you.
Chris?
Melanie.
And Melanie, and you guys have some fantastic costumes on. What are you guys dressed as here?
Demon Hunter from Diablo 3.
Oh.
Male, obviously.
I have not played that yet.
Neither have I, but it looks like it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's not even out, right?
No, okay. May 15th. Okay.
That was a big faux pas on my part. what's your character?
I am a tier 11 mage from World of Warcraft.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And yours is pretty elaborate, too. It looks like is it lighted?
Yes.
It's lit up.
There's
you
LEDs
got LEDs in there.
We don't mess
my
around, bro.
God.
There's
okay.
Batteries in my bra.
That's hot.
That's good, right?
Yeah, yeah. For Comic-Con, that's hot. That's hot. So how long did it take you guys to make these?
Months, I think.
Yeah, these are about 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, yeah, that's regular. That's working full time, and then as soon as you get home from work.
Right, right.
That's all we do.
Yeah, and I mean, I took a couple pictures of you guys standing over there next to the whatever you want to call that thing, the backdrop. Yeah, I guess it is called a backdrop. but yeah, these are really cool. And so this takes about 3 months. What drives you to do something like this?
Oh, man, I don't know. I just do it for fun. Yeah.
So you've done this before. Like, you have...
Yeah, this is
you guys have made costumes
lots,
for...
Yeah.
I like it. It's just the artistic aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean...
Creativity.
Do you feel... How did you guys get here? Where are you guys from?
BC. Just
Vancouver,
drove.
Yeah. Vancouver,
oh, okay.
BC.
Okay. And so do you come out, you walk down the street with this stuff on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it make it... What does that feel like?
I like it.
Yeah. Like people
yeah.
are
lots
stopping in their cars, taking pictures of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Pointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. And once you get in here, too, especially this kind of where the foyer is here, everybody's stopping you constantly. Guys like me that are like, "Hey, let me take your picture."
Yeah.
And let me talk to you for 5 minutes. It's pretty cool, right?
That's all
right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that how you spend the majority of the Comic-Con then?
No, I mean we. We were here all day yesterday, well, most of the afternoon yesterday, and then this morning, we just got here in costume now. We were here all morning.
Yeah.
So you hang out as regular patrons for a little while.
Nobody knows who we are at first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you become famous all of a sudden. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, good. Okay, so what have you guys done in the past then for other events?
I've done a tier 1 druid for World of Warcraft, tier 6 warlock. World of Warcraft. We've done for my wife. We did tier 6 shaman, so badass. And we did tier 2 shaman, I think.
Yeah, and then zombies. Like we do a zombie walk in Vancouver every year.
Oh man, I went to one in Seattle here once, and it was
super
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And people, I mean, it seems like people like there's a Rocketeer standing behind us right now. Her costume is amazing as well. The time and effort that's put into this stuff is really, really impressive. I gotta say, and
it's nutty, no joke.
I know, yeah.
Really
it looks like it's even welded. Like it might actually be made of metal.
Wow.
Go knock on that really quick, will you?
No way. No touching.
Right, right. Is that like the unwritten
rule of the
costumes?
Yeah.
It could be fragile and expensive.
Yeah. How much? Okay, so that's a good question. How much have you guys spent on this? What you have on here?
Probably like $200 at least.
Each?
Yeah.
This one was probably $400, I think.
Uh huh.
Just in like just the Wonderflex alone was expensive.
Yeah, like this material stuff.
Can I touch it?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So it's a molded material. Well, you mold it somehow. You just heat it up or what?
Yeah, thermoplastic. You heat it up with a hot gun,
uh-huh.
and then you can mold it. And then when it cools off, it hardens.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing stuff.
So how many attempts at, like, making these little pieces and heating them up and, like, doing that did you have to go through?
Well, you get one shot at it, basically, do it right. But the nice thing about Wonderflex is if you screw it up, you can just heat it up again and fix it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty
rad. I'm sure you could find some flaws if you look closely.
So don't look close.
No, man. I think it looks amazing. And, like, you have this, like, leather material that's kind of strapped on there and stuff. I mean, this is really, really elaborate. One of the highlights of the show, I must say.
Oh, my God.
One of the highlights.
Well,
you guys look really good. Well, thank you guys so much for talking with me. And have a great time here in Seattle at the Emerald City Comic Con.
The venue opens splendid, it's an adventurous omen that I'm married to this place from open to closing, hoping the message I speak spoken, I wrote on the sheet floats in and causes compulsive motion, hand waves and necks broken, the definition of hustle, what one can muscle in stomach, you feel the cluster of love and run it beyond, never rubbing your palms, never a job well done, it's on to the next, life flashes and it's gone, life's a scantron, hands on things, slip through the cracks and pull a crap like a crammed thong, and goes never what you plan.
All right, we are back once again. Oh, I just find this stuff endlessly fascinating. And did you ever think that that nerdcore hip hop would ever be this good? Isn't this fantastic stuff? This is Adam Warrock, The Occupation, and that was Chris and Melanie from Vancouver, BC. Lovely, lovely people. And like I said before, we will have their pictures linked on our webpage. So make sure to check those out. And man, very, very elaborate costumes. Just the lighting that Melanie had on her arms. Oh man, just really cool stuff. I mean, these guys are super, super talented. So if you haven't figured out yet, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter show, and we've got one more interview lined up for you. And what I wanted to do for this last one was find a couple women that were kind of scantily clad, you know, showing some skin. And I wanted to talk to them about that because there's a lot. There's a lot of that goes on at Comic-Cons and conventions like this. Some of them are models that are paid by vendors to come and stand in front of their booths. You know, they get people to come up for obvious reasons. I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but sex sells. But yeah, so a lot of this does go on, and a lot of pretty ladies walking around the Emerald City Comic Con with very, very, can I say this? My wife is sitting at the same table as I am right now, so I'm a little bit afraid. But I don't like to lie to you guys. So there was some sexy outfits at the con this year, and I wanted to talk to a couple ladies about it, and you know, see what they thought about walking around with this stuff on and having, you know, people admire it all day. So I found this one to be very interesting. Once again, this is Adam Warrock, The Occupation, and when we come back, we will be talking with Laura and Ricky, about their Silk Spectre costumes. Very, very, very nice ladies, and we'll be talking to them soon. This is Adam Warrock, The Occupation. We'll be right back. So if you're with me, feel the rhythm to the music, and baby, turn your stereo loud, loud, loud. Lights flicker on the interstate. I sit and wait, cause yo, I'm feeling great. No wait, I mean, I'm feeling like I'm on a mission. I couldn't wait, sitting with a similar fate to those who didn't fade. Back in the days, they couldn't predict that my shine would've been so bright. And no, I couldn't just sit there and whine all about my life. And so, who could've known that my rhymes would've been this tight? When I'm grabbing the mic, I push back in my mind every doubt that weighs me down, I stay positive. I'm keeping my head above the clouds like an obelisk. So when I perform, I talk to crowds. When I'm rocking it, I feel the load up on my shoulders transform like I'm Optimus Prime. And I'm so sleep deprived when I drive. And man, it seems I ain't been home in a while. I'm hoping that I can bring something back from the road. Something that shows those who don't know the highs and lows of living this life. And yes, that's why. This is my resignation for my occupation of being just a face in the crowd, crowd, crowd. So if you're saving for a rainy day, waiting.
Is that how you guys met?
I actually met in most places, yeah.
All right, so remind me of your names one more time.
Laura.
Laura.
And Ricky.
And Ricky. All right, I'm standing here with Laura and Ricky, who are dressed up in two scantily clad costumes from The Watchmen. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Emerald City Comic Con. Have you been here all day?
We've been here since, lunch.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been. This is what I've been doing. I've been talking with a bunch of people in costume all day about how they made them, what made them want to make them, and why they're wearing them.
Okay.
Go.
I bought mine.
Oh, that's not cool.
I know, I cheated. That's okay. You made
did you make
I
yours?
I made mine. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
character? Say what character you guys are, because I can't remember the name of them.
We are Silk Spectre 1 and 2. I'm Sally Jupiter.
That's
and,
right.
And Laura is Jane Lady. And so my costume I actually made. I found bits and pieces in different spots. I found the fabric online. The neck piece is actually fabric from a wallet that I cut apart because it was the type of plastic, like, leather that I enjoyed.
Right, right.
And then I just tried to sew it together as best as I could. And then I found a bustier at Macy's that I kind of put over the top to make the middle part correct.
Okay, so you set out with a goal in mind.
Uh-huh.
You knew what you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just started looking for the pieces.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, yeah.
Did you go, you must have gone off of like some picture.
Yeah,
right?
I looked at pictures of her on the Watchmen comic book. And then I also Googled images of her, just what other people did in their costumes. And then I also looked at the movie too to see what she did and what I liked about that.
Yeah,
and then I just tried to go from there.
Yeah, so you guys must be pretty big fans of The Watchmen, right?
Yes, I haven't read it. That's my next goal.
Yeah.
I did see the movie, but I hear that the actual comic is way better. Yeah.
It is. I don't know about if the ending is better. I haven't decided that yet.
Well, they had to change the ending quite a bit, because the whole monster thing, it's a lot to explain. There's so many different stories in the book that they had to cut out, and that's how it is with every movie.
Yeah,
the book is always better, and
right,
I definitely
right.
enjoyed the book very much.
So would you ladies consider yourself dorks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So you're fans of like more different,
total.
Just not just Watchmen, but other other dorkdom?
I have a Muppets tattoo.
You do?
I do. I have, it's on the back of my legs. I can show you it.
Yes.
It's
you don't have to take that whole thing off.
Oh, no, I
won't. Oh, okay. It,
it
zips down.
Right, so
oh, my God. Shooting out of a cannon.
Yeah.
So she has a cannon on one side that's shooting stars out of it. And then on the other thigh, these are on the backs of her thighs, which is awesome. And then Gonzo flying through the air on the back of her other thigh.
My major hobby and passion in life is the Muppets. When I got married, I walked down the aisle to the Rainbow Connection. That was before the new movie. And so it just, I think we both really enjoy certain things, and I'm so glad to have a friend that she's the same way. When you enjoy something, you can go whole hog with it and just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys come here every year?
This is our second year.
Yep, second year. And do you dress up?
Yes.
What were you guys, what were you guys dressed up as last year?
Last year? I was Rosie the Riveter.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
A Gryffindor student. After dark. And then like a German beer maid.
Uh-huh.
You were three costumes?
Every day we got different costumes.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. And so then the day that she was Rosie the Riveter, I was Dr. Girlfriend in her cheerleader costume.
Okay.
It's from the Venture Brothers. And then I was also a naughty Hogwarts student, and then a St. Pauli girl too.
Holy crap. I probably have pictures of you guys from last year.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to go look through those.
Yesterday I was another naughty Gryffindor student because my other costume just didn't work out very well.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I was an Orion assassin, so I was painted green, and I had a little ray gun that I was pointing
nice.
At people. Yeah,
nice.
It was fun.
Okay, so let me ask you guys kind of a serious question here, because there is a lot of like the female costumes involve bustiness.
Oh yeah.
And showing off some skin,
uh-huh.
right? And I don't mind. But
I don't mind.
How does it? Yeah. How does it? Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Like, how does it feel to like walk around and know that you're being ogled?
Well, it depends. It's I think it's kind of fun because people are all really respectful, even though you're being ogled and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing the way I'm dressed is kind of gonna. People are gonna ogle. That's just kind of what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But I find that, you know, we're in an area and we're in a group with people that are really supportive of it, and so you can ogle other people too. And like, you know, there's a lot of men that are wearing kind of scantily clad and tight outfits.
There is. There's a lot of men that are basically in Speedos.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
So it kind of evens it out. That's what I really like about comic books in this whole genre and this whole convention is that they're trying to like make it that women are just as powerful as the men.
Yeah. Totally. Well, and it seems like, too, like a lot of the people here, it's not as, the comic book convention, you're not going to find a lot of meatheads, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
which
okay.
Which is, thank goodness. Like you said, they're very respectful. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and
yes.
I'm not creepy. I feel safe with my boobs out.
Very much so.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
And what are you guys going to come in as tomorrow?
Duff Girls from The Simpsons.
Like Duff Man?
Oh, Duff Girls.
Yeah.
I thought you said Deaf Girls. I was like, how is that going to work?
No, Duff.
But yeah, so we'll be Duff Woman then.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That is so cool. Okay, well, we'll be sure to watch out for that as well. Thank you very much.
And make a list so my collection's complete.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. You are hearing Kirby Crackle. This is the song on the, or Going Home. A song about going to comic book conventions. Just to stick with the theme here of our show, our Emerald City Comic Con episode, episode 91. Man, we're really doing this, aren't we? Long and drawn out indeed. So, thank you to all the people, all the nice people that I got a chance to talk with. I'm sorry we didn't air some of the interviews that that we did. We had to go with only a few of them and had to stick with that. So, but thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this. And thank you, Laura and Ricky. Let's see. The two ladies there at the end that were dressed up like the Silk Spectre 1 and 2. Really appreciated talking with you ladies. Go to Emerald City Comic Con next year, and you'll see me. I'm already lined up to do Crackle Fest number 3 already. And possibly doing some more hosting events, hopefully. I can't believe I did it, guys. I did it. Yeah, and it was so nice to meet you. The ones who came out to the show. So thank you guys so much. And we'll be back next week with another awesome edition of the Air Raid Podcast for you. All right, everybody. Have a great week.
We're going home. We're going home to the place where wild nerds roam with pretty girls.